My name is Zilin Zhang. I just finished my PhD from Simon Fraser University and then joined Amazon in this summer. The title of my today's talk is about the repeatable oblivious sharing of the large outsourced data box. It's what a concrete example of oblivious sharing introduced by our session chair in the last talk. So we know that in the current stage, huge volume of data can be generated each day. So it will motivate the adoption of outsourcing servers to holding, to managing, to utilizing of data. There's a typical example of the outsourcing servers, the cloud-based servers, right? And we know that the cloud computing can bring huge benefits to our customers, like high availability, high flexibility, and so on. So there's many examples of the cloud-based applications here, but unfortunately, our cloud customers have the virus serious security and privacy concerns. The major reason is once they outsource their data to the cloud, they will lose control of their data. On the other hand, there are many examples about the cloud-based application in that they suffer from the data leakage problem, in that probably hundreds of many of the users' information has been disclosed. So we need to guarantee that before we put in any data to the cloud, we should always, or before we put in any sensitive data to the cloud, we should always encrypt the data. So to address the security and privacy concerns in cloud computing, we have this typical system model. Also, I think this figure is very similar in yours, PowerPoint. Yeah. So the general step is like this. We have the trusted client. The client will equip their data before outsourcing the data to the server part. And then when there's any computational task is requested, the client just uploads the computational task to the server, and the server needs to perform the computation over the subtext. Then just return the answers back to the client side. So here, everything looks good, but I just want to have one question here. Is the encryption indeed perfectly address our security or privacy concerns? Probably not, right? Since here's one example, considering two encrypted inputs A and B, and we have the certain computational task. The actual computation task may choose different branch based on the ordering information of the input data. So probably here we have the advanced techniques to support the computation over subtext, but the actual computation still can disclose information. Here somehow like the ordering information between the input data. So that's the reason why we need oblivious algorithm. The general ideas of oblivious algorithm is that we want to guarantee the controller flow is completely independent of the input data. And there's few important examples of oblivious algorithm. We can consider this algorithm as any computational task. So typically there's somehow many examples about the oblivious transfer for retrieving data or oblivious sorting or shuffling. But in this talk, I will focus on the oblivious shuffling algorithm. The general setting of this problem is somehow like this. The client outsources a list of encrypted data blocks to the server part. And the client still want to perform the shuffling of the outsourced data box. But the client do not want to disclose any information about the permutation to the server side. So that's the proper setting. And for the oblivious shuffling, there's many important real applications, like hiding the access pattern for private data access, or hiding the data source for private data integration or sharing. Also, even in the cryptocurrencies such as bitcoins, they use obliterated shuffling to hide in the owner's identity. So there are a huge number of the real applications based on this primitive. Then before we move to our concrete problem, let's review the current approaches. So generally speaking, the current obliterated shuffling algorithm can be grouped in two different categories, the client-side shuffling or server-side shuffling. So for the client-side shuffling, the client must download all outsourced data from the server, remove the encryption from the shuffling, and then re-encrypt the data. Finally, just upload the data to the server side. So it will be very expensive for each shuffling, right? So for the server side shuffling, the intention is the server directly compute the shuffling results without the learning the permutation information. But the problem is that currently, after each shuffling, the ciphertext, the encryption layers of the ciphertext will be increased. So both the size of the ciphertext and the shuffling cost will be quickly increased. So the client still need to download the outsource data to remove the extra encryption layers and re-encrypt the data and upload again. So it's still very expensive. We can observe there's some common issues here. That's all currently existing obliterated shuffling algorithm involve heavily expensive communication costs due to data movement. So in our research, we intend to address these limitations. We're trying to avoid the data movement. So we defined a new obliterated shuffling concept, repeatable obliterated shuffling. So the general idea is this. We want to directly compute the shuffling results on the server side, but we never increase the encryption layers after arbitrary number of the arbitrary number of the shuffling. So here we can have the one theoretical solutions using fully homomorphic encryption, right? So since fully homomorphic encryption can support arbitrary computations, but it's far away from the any real applications. So we choose a different one. So in our construction, we use partial homomorphic encryption. It will be significantly more efficient, and our concrete construction based on the two observations here. One is for any additive homomorphic encryption algorithm, it will support this kind of matrix dot product operations. That's, we have one encrypted matrix M1 and have the plain text matrix M2. We can directly compute the ciphertext of the multiplication results. And the second observation, we can transfer the shuffling operations to computational operations here. So just multiplying the original data blocks within our permutation matrix. So let's go to the high-level ideas of construction. So we can observe that for repeatable obliterated shuffling, there's two key requirements. The first one is we want to achieve the server-side shuffling, and the shuffling should not increase the encryption layers. Also, from the security part, we should guarantee the server have no way to infer the extra permutation matrix. So before go to our construction, we have one naive construction here. So this construction will be very simple. The client just directly uploads a permutation matrix. Then the server can compute the permutation results through the homomorphic matrix dot product operations. But we can observe that this construction perfectly satisfies the first requirements for the performance requirements, right? So since we never increase in the encryption layers, and it's kind of server-side shuffling, but it's not secure. Since the server immediately knows the extra permutation matrix pi here, so we want to still take this advantage for performance aspect, but we want to redress the security limitations here. So here's our basic ideas. We intend to split the shuffling information pi in two components. One Plantex matrix H and one suffix HA. So the server will have no way to guess or to infer the permutation information pi from the plaintext information H because the server have no information about HA. That's the general ideas. Here's the formalization of our problem. Generally, our repeatable observable shuffling is kind of a security primitive, involves three components. The client have a client picks any arbitrary permutation matrix pi eta. Say here, eta just indicates the iteration of the shuffling. We can spot arbitrary number of the shuffling here. So for each iteration, client can choose any arbitrary permutation pi eta. And then the server will permute the current outsourced data blocks b eta minus 1 to a new data blocks b eta according to the permutation matrix pi eta. But the server should not infer any information about the permutation matrix pi eta here. So we have the few requirements. It should be server-side shuffling, and we should make sure the encryption layers remains unchanged. And also, we should guarantee the server cannot infer information about the permutation matrix pi. So how to construct this this primitives? The general steps will be like this. The client will choose any desired permutation matrix pi eta, and then client computing two components, H and HA eta. These two matrices will capture our permutation matrix pi eta. Client will upload these two matrices to the server part, and the server can directly compute the shuffling results through this kind of the homomorphic matrix dot product operations. So here we need to highlight a few components. So the pink components corresponding to the large size state blocks. For the green components, it's small size coefficient matrix. So I will give some high level ideas about our correctness and security analysis based on this equation, but I may avoid the data box since we just want, once this equation holds, then we can successfully compute our shuffling results. So we can ignore the block, any information, data block information B, but the equation still holds. So let's consider the correctness of this kind of a construction. The correctness, the general ideas of correctness is we want to guarantee for arbitrary permutation matrix pi eta, the client can always generate the corresponding components H and HA eta. So it's indeed satisfies, since for arbitrary permutation matrix pi eta here, the client can choose HA first, and then to find the solutions for the H eta. Since this kind of linear equation system is underdetermined, so the solutions to the H eta is always exists. And since we have no restriction for the pi eta here, the guarantees for arbitrary permutations, we can always generate the helper instruction to capture information of the pi eta. So for the security aspect, we know from the server's perspective, server can observe plaintext information H eta and some subtext information, but the server have no way to gain any information from the subtext due to the encryption. So the security will be based on the assumption that the server have no way to infer any information of the permutation pi eta from the plaintext information H eta. So how to approve this? Our idea is for any possible cases of the permutation matrix pi eta here, there's always some solutions to H A eta. which makes the equation system hold the same reason, since this linear equation system is undetermined. So for arbitrary permutation pi eta, given the observing information h eta, we can always find the h a eta. So the server have no way to distinguish the real, the two permutation pi eta from arbitrary possible cases of the pi eta. So we guarantee the security of the permutation. But I know here I just highlight the general ideas, but the actual construction will be significantly more complicated. Since once we're trying to make these two equations hold, we need to provide more flexibility for our computation. So actually, I combine the shuffling with other operations. We combine the shuffling with scanning of the data blocks. So eventually, we can guarantee for arbitrary permutation, we can have these two properties to satisfy both the correctness and the security. So if you guys have any, if you guys are interested in the details, you can check the paper, and there's a theoretical proof for these components. And here I will show some experiment results. So we compare our constructions with a few baseline. The client-side shuffling, we are downloading all data for each shuffling and to remove encryption and perform the shuffling and the re-encryption. We perform the re-encryption and the upload back. So for the server-side shuffling, it will increase the encryption layer. So after a certain number of the shuffling, the client still needs to download the outsource data. So AR indicates the number of the shuffling before downloading the data. So here's the results. We show the shuffling cost of a fixed number of block. So we can observe that our construction involved constant communication costs and the client computation costs over different setting of the block size. So it will make great performance gain for large block size. Also, here is the result over different number of the blocks. That's it. Questions?
Let's thank the speaker. Any question? All right, I can ask a question. So I wasn't very clear on why the layers of homomorphic encryptions do not accumulate.
Yes.
Because they look like they did.
Okay, so the reason is the current construction uses the additive homomorphic encryption. So each time they will upload one encrypted permutation matrix, and then our data also encrypted, right? So once they use the homomorphic dot product, the actual encryption layer will be increased. The size will be expanded.
I see, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. So you can accumulate as many homomorphic encryptions as you want because they're not nested, but they just add up, so they become one, essentially.
You mean for our construction or? Yeah, for our construction, we never accumulate any extra encryption layers. Yeah. That's since actually we use the additive homomorphic encryption to support both addition and multiplication operations.
That makes sense. That's a nice trick.
Yeah.
Any other question? All right, then let's thank Jeline.
Okay.